everybody, and welcome back to Spiritual Successor, a comedy video game design podcast where we take your horrible, nasty, trashy, stinky video game ideas and turn them into the next AAA titles. I'm one of your hosts, AJ Hart.
And I am your other host, Blake Rea. AJ, a life-changing thing happened to me. A thing I never thought would happen after all of my years of knowing you and you being my best friend in the world. You finally got me into a fucking gotcha game. You finally got your little, like, gotcha fingers and wrapped them around my heart and my adventurous soul, and now I'm playing World Flipper, the pinball gotcha game.
The pinball gotcha game.
Gotta say, I'm having so much fun with it in a way that I wasn't expecting.
And I knew you would. I knew you would have fun.
Because it's an actual game-ass game. It's actually a game-ass game. There's stuff to do.
I know. No, World Flipper is so much fun. It is all the wonders of a pinball game and all the wonders of a gacha game, and it makes you want to pull for adorable little friends.
Who's
rocking on your team right now? I know you have multiple teams because you're probably deep in that paint now.
No, I'm not deep in the paint. Here, hold. Let me boot. Hold on. I don't have it booted up.
You don't need to tell me their names. Just give me like the vibes of your team leaders. For example, one team leader that I've got is this cool red dude with a dragon armor and some spear.
I got one team leader
that's a cat girl that just throws knives everywhere.
That's the girl. That's my leader. She's so fun. You're talking about the tiger lady, right?
Yeah.
The tiger lady with the sweet kunai. Yeah, she's my team leader. She's cool as hell.
And then my third team leader is some old grandpa with a punch gauntlet. And he's a lightning
punch
type.
Yeah, I remember. I know exactly who you're talking about. He has this
white beard.
It's a good grandpa. That was one of my first polls. Two things I want to talk about. One, I'm trash, so like
So you've already spent money on it, huh?
No, I have not spent money on it. I will not ever spend money on a gacha game because I think all gacha games are built to be playable as they are. You don't need to fucking be a whale or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, but hey, bud, what if they did an Alan Wake crossover? Then what would you do? Then you'd have to pay money, huh?
I'd fucking play it like a normal ass human being. Also, Alan Wake as a gacha game would not work. Actually, wait a second.
What if World Flipper does a Berserk crossover and they're like, hey, come on, give us money and you can get Guts Berserk?
You know I'd spend so much money on that, especially if they told me it's like, yeah, this is going to the Kentaro Miura Fund. We're going to build up a Berserk museum. Yeah, I would spend. Okay, if there was a gacha version of Casca from Berserk, I would spend so much money. I'd spend so much money to pull and be a simp for that.
Hey, audience, please do not tell Blake about the Crunchyroll gacha game. Do not tell him about it.
Is there a... fuck me. Now I gotta... The Pandora's gacha has been opened, AJ. And now that I'm playing one, I'm going to play all of them. And that's my life now.
Now you're curious. Now you need to see what sort of grubby things we're getting on the gacha games. Gotta get your gacha, you know what I mean?
Next thing, I'm going to be playing that one fucking tower defense game because I love tower defense games. They're my favorite. Field Runners, great. What was that other one? Small Soldiers, love that one. Or Toy Soldiers, or whatever the fuck it was called. That one.
I'm just really glad to have you in the gacha scene because I feel like it's been a real blind spot of your media literacy. But now you can finally understand the hell that is pulling for 5 stars. Now you can understand the hell that is leveling servants and the resource management.
I want to say real quick. You're talking like gacha is this like secret art that you would only understand if you play it. Gacha's basically simple as fuck, dude. You can get it through osmosis. I see all of our friend group bitching about gacha. And I'm like, yeah, I get it. It's not Rocket Games, you know what I mean? It's not Cabal Space Program.
You haven't felt it yet, though. I'm waiting for you to have that moment where you see a 5-star character that you want so desperately, and then I get them instead and cuck you on
see,
it. That's
you
the rush
and I have
of
already,
gotcha
no,
that I'm
you
looking
and I have already
to.
Had that experience because you were a very kind friend. You were like, I'm not going to play this game until you, Blake Rea, play it with me. And that's very kind of you. So you and I got together, like I think it was like a week ago on a Sunday night, and we're like, hey, we both finally have this game updated and installed. We're playing it. So you and I are like, all right, 3, 2, 1, we're both going to do our first pull at the same time. Because you and I are best buds. And
best
you get
friends.
Two 5-stars in your first fucking tent pole. And I'm just sitting here, I'm like, You got some cool 4 stars. I mean, they're cool and all, but they're not fives. They're not 5 stars.
I mean, to be fair, perhaps it was our incredibly cool friendship that let us just come from one big pool that had multiple 5 stars in it. I just stole your 5 stars.
You just got all of the good shit. I gave half of the energy, but you got all of the reward is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's about time it happens. It's about time I gotta come up.
It's just like this podcast. All of the Patreon money goes to just AJ's waifu edition.
Goes to my fucking PayPal account, baby. Blake, do you want to do some video games today?
Yeah, for those that are new to the podcast, AJ and I take your ideas from all over the internet, YouTube comments, email. Haven't gotten an email in a while. I'm feeling left out. And especially Twitter and Reddit comments. And we will find the grossest, funniest, fucked up, fun, cool games, and we turn them into the next AAA titles that hopefully make us lots of money and we don't get sued over them. AJ, do you want to give a game or do you want me to give a game?
Yeah, this comes from I Am Not Witty Enough for a Funny Name at ARP1033, a VR game where you get to practice your wrestling moves on your terrible politician of choice.
Ooh, okay. I'm just trying to think of a name really quick. Because in politics, you say what leaning are you? Are you like left leaning? Are you right leaning? Is there a way? Uh-huh. Is there like something in wrestling that talks about leaning? Like is there like a move or a wrestling move that incorporates leaning into it of some
I'm
kind?
I'm not certain. I don't know. I don't have that deep of wrestling knowledge. I know the hits, right? I know Stone Cold Stunner. I know a scissor kick. I know a double kick. I know a 619. I know a West Coast Pop.
West Coast Pop. That's what the fuck happens in a West Coast Pop?
It's the second super cool move that Rey Mysterio will do, where he'll go from the top rope and he'll land with his, like, he kind of attacks somebody's face with his taint, but then he like grabs hold of their head with his legs and then spins around them 3 times and then throws them.
So,
it's super cool.
Actually, hold on. This brings up a really fucking interesting. So here's the gameplay mechanic here. So like a fighting game roster, you pick the politician that you want to go to heads to heads with. The moment a person gets elected into, well, we're just going to use the United States as an example. I'm sure we can make regional versions of this game that can be anywhere.
Oh, regional versions. Yeah,
yeah,
so we'll region lock this shit.
So you and I, we're just going to work with America because that's what you and I are. We're grubby Americans. So
please give me the opportunity to fucking hit Mike Pence with a Stone Cold Stunner.
But no, here's the gameplay mechanic. So I'm going to steal a little bit from Dead Rising 2 because I'm still hot on the.
Well, this is
that.
A VR game. I think that's important because you need to feel the rush of hitting somebody.
Stick with me here. So this is a game about discovering moves. So it's like you pick your cabinet. It's the whole roster as you unlock them are people you have to like. I wonder if like you can fight through all of the different governors of each state, and then you can work your way up to the Supreme Court, and then you can work yourself up to like vice president and then president, and then there's a bunch of other steps in between that.
Envisioning a game-ass game, because I'll be honest, my idea with this was just the My Little Buddy Flash game.
Oh my god, so it's just like you pick whoever you want and then you could just
you
go to fucking town on
them. You pick whoever you want and you just go ape shit on them. You really just give them the work.
No, I want to do a game-ass game because you gotta, when you finally work yourself up to the president, if you hate the president, it's gonna feel like I fucking fought all of your army to go one-on-one with you, and then you get to take everything you've learned up to this point and whoop ass. Here's the fun part,
though. So the
game
naturally will update the order of our characters every time they're elected.
Yes.
They become an elected official.
And AJ, and here's the thing. We can just fucking steal the NBA model. It's like we get a new NBA game every fucking year because there's a new roster every year. Guess what, AJ? We get a new game every year because new people get elected every year. So this is a game-ass game that can be you. It's just something you can turn to everything. This will be the game that unites the right and left, AJ, because there's something for everybody. You can whoop the shit out.
How come there aren't video game politics or politic video games? Like, you're right, because we do have 3D scans of like soccer players and football players and MMA fighters and golfers and fuck, even fishers are getting in on this gamer cred, but no politicians.
Because there's no element of violence to it. You know, like a soccer game can get violent. A basketball game can get violent. A hockey game, it is violence. And fishing, the most violent sport. That's the only sport where you're actively killing something. That's the only sport game where you're killing fish, dude.
That is... Hey, yeah, that is fucked up. It is just a sport where you're doing killing, huh?
Yeah. I mean, what do you think hunting and fishing is? You just... That's the sport, and it's a thing.
How come we let that happen? Like, how? Like, I don't think it's that video games make people violent. Perhaps it's video games about sports that make people violent.
So you're saying we should, if we want our politics to be more interesting.
I'm saying that if we did a video games politics, a politics video game,
yeah,
then they wouldn't be able to say that video games are making us violent. Because it's the politics and not the the sports where we kill and hurt fish.
The sports where we kill and hurt fish. All right. Well, okay. So hold on. I wanna talk to you about something really quick on this game.
So what does FIFA politics look like?
Okay, so you start out the game and you are whatever state you are in dictates who your first boss is. That's how this thing's regioned. It'll like take your IP address. It's like, oh, you're in California. Guess what? You're going to be going up against Gavin Newsom. Oh, you're in Minnesota. You're going to be going up against whoever's the governor of Minnesota. I don't know.
Good. Love that poll. I love it.
Do you think I know anything about politics? I'm a dude making fake video games. So the gameplay of it is figuring out, like, experimenting during each fight to discover new moves. And maybe, as you defeat
I'm throwing
people,
the moves
you
out.
Get new moves.
No, we're not doing VR hurts.
No,
I want to do FIFA but politics. What does that video game look like?
No, oh, I mean, this is the game. Like, it's, this is the game, because you can... Every
no
place
wrestling
that you fight.
Moves because no, this game needs to create the realistic idea of you being an elected official. Now we're doing this direction.
Hey, it's boring as shit. I hate to break it to you, but if making a game
and
about people talking to one
FIFA, and yet people play that. You slap the EA logo on this, and we'll be mint, baby.
EA's Electronic Arts just fucking making a politics game. Oh fuck. No, okay. The
I
thing
bet
is,
you AOC would be into this.
AOC. She's oh fuck, she would be super. Dude, could you picture AOC streaming this game and she's like playing her character or fighting herself? That'd be weird because they're like, oh, that'd be so weird, because it's like, I'm trying to picture, the wrestlers who play themselves in the wrestling game, or fight themselves
in the
wrestling game.
Or the UFC fighters that play themselves in the UFC fighting game. Yeah, it's kind of uncanny.
Yeah.
Do you think that when, like, Slash played Guitar Hero, he would load up and play as Slash?
I don't, he would have to beat himself first to play Slash, because if I remember correctly, you need to, like, beat the person you're battling, and then you could play as them.
Tell me more about how Slash would have to beat himself.
Shut up.
You're the one that said it.
The reason I want to do a wrestling game, because, for two reasons. One, the backdrops would be so fucking cool. Imagine, like, it's
just
know, like,
the American flag in the background. It's just
all of the famous fucking, like, legal and government buildings in the United States. So, like, imagine they're fucking throwing down in the Oval Office, or they're throwing down in the Supreme Court, or the fucking Cabinet Hall, where people get together and vote on shit.
Everyone that would still be in the stands, and they'd be shouting and screaming and cheering.
Yeah,
that has to be a Tekken map, right? Like, there's no way there isn't already a Tekken match that's, like, in the fucking Senate House.
It feels like that's something that would happen in Metal Gear Rising, where you're fighting Mr. President. It's just like you go, he just throws you into like the giant, you know, like that pond that's in front of the Lincoln Memorial, where like a bunch of people like go there to protest and shit like that.
Yes.
I forget what it's called. Like I think it's just called the Lincoln Memorial pond or something like that. But just imagine a fight happening in there, or it's like, instead of like a cage match, it's just you versus everybody that's on the Supreme Court, and you just have to VR. Like, actually, you know what the best comparison I think is? Have you ever played the VR game Gorn, where it's like you are the cage gladiator.
Is that the one where it looks like you're being attacked by people that are shaped like the Clash of Clans barbarians, and then you chop their arms and head off?
Yes, yes, exactly. That's exactly it. Yes. And it's like, and it's all physics-based and shit like that. I want it to be like that. And the fun part of it is, it's like, the moment you discover new moves, you can give them fucking crazy-ass names, like the Congress, the Cabinet, the fucking, like something like left or righty themed or whatever, or just like the there's so
would
much.
Would this video game
cool
be educational
shit.
In any way, shape, or form, or are we just
no? You're fucking
let
tearing Trump
the...
in half. That's not educational as shit. It's just fun.
Well,
was my body
was
educational?
Educational
no.
In the direction of teaching people how to safely perform wrestling moves. Because like so a lot of people see Dwayne The Rock Johnson run around three times in the ring and then hit somebody with the people's elbow, and they think, whoa. Dwayne The Rock the Johnson just hit that man with the pointy part of his elbow. And it's like, that's not true. There was a safe, practical way for him to do that so he didn't just hurt and kill the bones
I mean,
of this
you
man.
Could, okay, if we're making this an educational game, there's two ways we can go about it. Yes, we can make an educational game on wrestling. But what if it wasn't an educational game that taught you the branches of government? Because you have to fight your way through the branches of government. So it'll be like, oh, yeah, so this is every state has a governor. So you need to beat the shit out of your governor. And then once you have your governor, then you have to go to... then you start going to the branches. You have the...
and
the
then you'll be good at trivia nights. And when people try to catch you out and say, oh, yeah...
Who's the governor of New
York?
Who's the
governor of New York? I would know that because I played the super cool wrestling VR game.
Uh-huh. Who, and then other things like, who takes over after the president? I mean, this is the easiest one. Who takes over if both the president and vice president die? You know, questions like that, because you had to fight your way through them. And maybe it won't be fucking so funny. This is like, after you beat up somebody, you get like some sort of like card or collectible, like in, like the loading screen is an infographic on the structure. Of American government or
yeah,
something like that.
There we go. Every loading screen is like a tooltip, but those tooltips are just rules for politicians.
Yeah.
All right, let's put a pin in this one. Blake, do you have another submission for me?
This one comes to us on Reddit from Squid Pope. We always have games about dad heroes. What about dad villains? Classic movie killers have to take their kids to work. All right, AJ, this is like a bring your kid to work day. But you're bringing your kid to a murder day. Imagine, if you will, Dead by Daylight, but the main slasher has a sidekick. And you have to do this sort of father-kid or mother-kid relationship. Is there a way we can do some sort of, like, instructional game or simulator game?
What if it was something like... Your child is not a murderer, but you are. How's it going? It's you, Mike Myers from Halloween. You have a cool knife and a cool mask and your super cool janitor outfit. And then there's Lil Mikey. And Lil Mikey is Mike Myers' child. And Lil Mikey's not super certain if they want to be doing all the murderers and the murderings. And so you just have to make sure that Lil Mikey doesn't sabotage your incredibly good house lock.
Okay. Is that the easy way out of this game? Or do we just want to lean hardcore into, okay, this is like a... I know, but you're right. There's conflict.
Well, hold on. You might be
right,
because what if this is a video game where you were trying to create the trick-or-treat child? Was trick-or-treat the one... Is trick-or-treat the Halloween movie with the little kid with the pumpkin head?
Yes. Or you mean the burlap mask?
Is it a burlap mask? Why did I always think it was a pumpkin head?
Because there's also another horror movie out there called Pumpkinhead. There's five of them. Pumpkinhead, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. They're all terrible.
The director of Pumpkinhead 4 taught my senior class in college.
No, he did. He was our teacher. I mean, our school was a mixed
bag.
You know
what? He was a good teacher, admittedly. I did like his class.
He was a good teacher. We had some pretty hardcore like horror people at our school because we also had the Rise of the Lycans teacher. And
the Rise of the Lycans writer as a teacher.
Writer, you're
Dirk,
right, sorry, the writer,
Dirk Blackman?
Dirk Blackman. Yes, yeah, he was my writing teacher, and that guy was cool as fuck. So, I'm trying to figure out, like, is this a game, there are these games out there, and I'm wondering if this is where we're gonna lean, where it's like, you are playing as the parent, and a person is playing as a baby, and like, the whole job of the parent is to prevent the kid from hurting themselves around the house. But there's also other games where it's like you're playing the sweet old grandma and another person is playing as the toddler and the toddler's just trying to off the grandma. Like, trying to like run around, find a taser off the grandma, find pushing down the stairs, stuff like that. I'm trying to think. We're going into some into a fucked up area here. We're dealing with like serial killers. Like this is the world we are in.
We're approaching some early Family Guy Stewie Griffin type shit where we have a nasty stink baby that wants to be mean.
Yeah,
and you have to operate as an adult being like, no, Stewie, don't do really uncomfortable murder things like shoving people downstairs. You're a baby. Don't do that.
But I do like the area you are going, though, because there is an immediate conflict in it. You have a parental figure who wants to go out and do the murdering. You have a kid that wants to stop them from murdering and save people. So,
yeah, what are you more interested in playing a video game as loving father and murderer Mike Myers or as Lois Griffin? Who would you prefer to play?
Loving father and murderer Mike Myers, because I think that's
okay.
You can be a loving father but also a brutal murderer.
Some kids just don't understand business, you know what I mean? Like, kids these days, they just don't get it. They don't understand the blood, sweat, and tears that it takes to make a living. Not my blood, sweat, and tears. His.
Yeah, imagine Mike Myers, but he's like boomer mentality. He's like, oh, kids are so lazy today. But the thing he's referring to is like, kids don't want to kill, so that makes them lazy. It's just
so
like,
lazy.
That's just, it's so like fucking lazy.
Kids these days, when they see somebody running from them down the street, the kids these days will chase them down the street. You ever seen that movie Scream? That dumb idiot murderer was tripping all over himself, tripping over couches. Because he's young and he doesn't get it. It's about the stalking.
Yeah, yeah,
it's about the predating.
It's about the chase. It's about the creepy, like watching from a closet. It's about the heavy breathing. Murderers now, they just go and murder. There's no nuance.
No one does heavy breathing anymore. That art is so lost.
Like, nobody calls.
Nobody calls
anymore.
Calls anymore. Kids these days don't understand the importance of a follow-up call to just breathe in the phone afterwards. Could you imagine, where's that scene in the next fucking scary movie where like Mike Myers calls them up and the lady like answers the phone and he's like, and she's like, oh my god, he did a follow-up call, thank you so much.
I thought we were never going to run into each other again. And that's like the backstory as to why Mike Myers has a kid now, is like he fell in love with the
person fell in love with the
old
girl.
Back.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's so stupid. It's so fucking stupid.
But the kid doesn't get it. You know what I mean? Like, the kid is going to try to do, like, either the kid's going to get a little overzealous and try to do, like chase him down like the trick-or-treat child, and that's just embarrassing. You're a toddler. If you trip and start crying, like, you can't cry. You're a murderer.
So is this a game? So, like, let's just use, like, the Dead by Daylight method. Those that have not ever seen Dead by Daylight played it, it's an asymmetrical game where four people are playing, like survivors trying to start generators and get out of an area while they are being stalked and heavily breathed on by some sort of slasher. That could be like the Demogorgon, it could be Mike Myers, it could be their own original like monsters and shit like that. There's like this one lady, what's her name? It's the one that
the really tall lady with the bunny ears and the axe.
I think it's just it's not the huntswoman or the hunter or something. I don't know.
I don't remember. She's got a big bunny mask and she throws an axe and it sucks and it hurts when you get hit by it.
Yeah, it's a fun game.
Not that I would know. I always dodge it because I'm super good at that video game.
Bullshit. So is it like a game like that? But now there's this element of a guardian angel where it's like there is a fifth character that is actually tied to the slasher to some degree, and all of the special abilities that the slasher has, they can counteract it. But their thing is they don't want to be found by the slasher because they, like, maybe get put on their back or they get grounded to a degree.
They get
like
picked up and carried around in the sack on the backpack.
Yeah, so it's like, it's not that they take any damage, but they can be inhibited from doing their job. So how can we make this our own game versus just like a Dead by Daylight clone?
Perhaps there's some sort of like loading system. If the idea is that you're trying to teach your child how to be a murderer, perhaps you can go through the motions of a stalking, and then afterwards you look at your child and you're like, all right, do it just like that. So think of an engine akin to a third person walking around. You're able to walk through a house. You stand in one spot. You walk over to another spot and you stand there for 5 minutes. You walk forward and you lock a door and then you go back to the previous spot and you stand there for 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then you'll hit the end recording button. And then like the camera will zoom out and reveal that the child's been watching you the whole time. And then the child will go through those same motions. And you're like, good, the child is learning. Good.
Okay, so is
because
it just
you can't,
like a
Michael Myers doesn't talk. Like all of the lessons will be through showing, not telling.
So would this game be better if the child player can choose two different paths? One where they do take on the characteristics of their parent and do what they say, or choose to save the people that Mike Myers is hunting. So it's like when you load up into a game, you don't know if this is going to be a tag team situation or it's going to be the killer is being inhibited by their, you know, their kid that they can't get rid of. Like they can't off it like they can the survivor character. So it's like,
yeah, why would they want to? That's their baby.
Yeah. So it's like, it's a kid that it's a nuisance they can't get rid of, unlike the player characters that are being hunted.
And if you think about it, that's really what child is. That's what childs are.
You just got to deal with them. They're just there. All right. I think
this is something. I want to put a pin in it.
Yeah. So why don't you give me a game, brother?
Yeah, I could give you one more. This comes from Caleb Personal Pan Martin at Asithius. Intergalactic Thumb Wrestling Championship.
Okay. Okay. This
pulled something from my brain in a space I did not know I had. Did it do the same to you?
No. I honestly want you to take me away on this.
There was a professional thumb wrestling cartoon show. Well, it wasn't even a cartoon. It was live action.
No fucking way. What?
Yes.
Who broadcasted this? Was this an American TV series or was this British?
I want to say it was Cartoon Network. Perhaps it was on Kids WB or Fox.
Fuck. Wait, hold on a second. Okay, keep talking while I look this up.
I just Googled thumb wrestling TV show and I found Thumb Wrestling Federation.
Wait, isn't that the... Wait, hold on. They decorated their hands in masks. I totally remember this.
Yes.
Oh, yes. My
pull it from your brain space. Hey, would you believe how...
I forgot
guess how many
about
seasons
this
thing had?
Oh, I bet you it had like 10. It had to have a lot.
It had 5 seasons, which is a lot more than I was expecting it to. It does have 92 episodes.
Oh my God. I remember these designs. Senator Skull. Holy shit. This was a show. This is a show that got made. What the... Fuck! Okay, so we're rebooting this, right?
We're rebooting the Thumb Wrestling Federation.
Okay. Yeah, hold on. We're just going to steal from fucking Travis Strikes Again. So whoever won, like, I don't know. Let's just say it's Senator Skull, because, like, he's our...
So Senator Skull is the number one thumb wrestler of all time.
Yeah,
period.
So he... Fucking, this is him going to space. So, like, I've never played
so
Travis
you
Strikes
play as,
Again.
You play as Senator Skull, and you are going to space to fight... Alien thumbs in the Thumb
Alien
Wrestling
thumb.
Intergalactic Federation.
See, but this is where shit gets wild, though. So this is going to be a game that is all shot live action. So it's like, it's going to be quick time event-y shit. Well, because that's a thing people, like, that was a huge thing back in the 90s where they would, like, just take adventure games and then, like, they would shoot all the live action elements and then they would just, like, basically put a filter over it to make it look like 8-bit. That was a huge thing in the 90s. And they also did some arcade games like that one shooting Mad Dog McCree was like a live action game where they just shot segments and then you just like had to react to the segments. So this is totally fucking possible. The thing that I was going to say though is the idea of like aliens means that they can have weird fucking...
They got weird thumbs. They got thumbs
they got
with three
thumbs.
Joints.
They can have... Yeah, they can have like three jointed thumbs. They can have two thumbs. They could be like fighting forearms from Ben 10. Imagine Ben 10 jumping into a ring with the Omnitrix and doing some thumb wrestling action. Like you have one that's on fire so you can't hold it for long. Like there's weird mechanics.
Yeah, you can just like tucker it out. Okay, so now let's talk about some of the like the gameplay. Now I'm imagining that you play this game with like a full like on a controller. I think you just have like left and right directions, and then if you click the stick in, you'll lunge.
Yeah. So it's like you can move your hand like left or right. so you can get closer or get further away. So it's like the, you know, like when you thumb wrestle, your fingers are like really close and tight locked. You can loosen your grip maybe, and that makes you like extend or get closer to the thumb that you're fighting.
Yes, the pro strats of loosening and tightening your lock when you're thumb wrestling.
Let me fucking pitch you on something, because we're talking about old TV shows. All of these thumbs, for those that don't know, have luchador masks. What if this is a Mucha Lucha situation where, like, you can collect new masks as you play the game and get access to new specials? So every mask has its own special.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. And I'm wondering if, like, you know, it'd be so fun. You know, like, in the new WWE wrestling games, you can, like, make your own, you can upload your own custom logos. And make
you
your
could
own
upload your own hand to create you your own.
Oh my god! You could upload your own fucking hand. I was gonna say you can make your own masks or whatever in like the character builder.
You should also
builder.
Be able to make your own masks.
Yeah.
I want this to be like so craftable. I want it to be uncomfortably photorealistic. The lighting engines in this game will be top notch. This is going to be
3D scans
the
of your
next
hand, dude.
Esport.
Oh my god, imagine fucking esports. You know what we could do here? Okay, we're on to something here, AJ. This might not be a game that you can play with a controller. You know, like the Valve Index actually can measure how closed your hand is. It has a sensor for each finger.
Fucked up. I hate that, actually.
No, that's fucking great. You know why? Because then we can actually do games like this, where it's like, depending on how you activate your special by doing certain hand poses. So it's like you do like the devil horns where your pinky and your index finger is up. That activates Senator Skull's special.
Oh,
then you have
God,
another-
that's right. I forgot that like the Valve Index does have like finger tracking and like can see where your thumb is at.
Yeah, so that's how you activate your special.
We're not even joking. We can just do VR thumb wrestling.
Yeah, you can do VR thumb wrestling. And you can do, like, depending on, like, what hand pose you do, or, like, maybe what, like, you do a fist pump in the air, and that activates, like, your rocker-themed fucking thumb wrestling.
Yeah, if you have the rocker-themed skull or rocker-themed mask on, then, yeah, you would be able to do cool rocker special abilities. Mm-hmm.
And then you have one mask who is like very posh and very like just hello, my name is I'm the fancy one. You just like lift up your pinky and then you like sip back like you're taking a sip of your tea but with your thumb up.
Oh, and like, the thumb just bends all the way back so it can just relax for a little minute and kind of like take a breather and leave the match in a way.
Yeah, the special is that they can. Yeah, their special is that they get a rest, so it's not that they do damage, and that opens up an interesting door because
It's the Yomi. Then the question becomes, in the battle, someone's thinking, okay, he's taking a rest. When is he going to come back? Am I going to be ready for it? I need to watch my breathing carefully, because if I'm inhaling when he comes back in, I won't be ready for him.
Oh, are you saying there's like some sort of like rhythm here where your character...
No, I'm saying that the human person playing it needs to watch their breathing because they are dialed in so hard on this esport that if their form is not perfect, they will be pinged.
I love the idea of just picturing this. It's a big ass stage, right? And it's like it's in South Korea. They have like some amazing stadium dedicated to this, and you have two people sitting across from one another who are just holding a VR remote at one another, and they're just doing a bunch of boring like hand movements. And then you see the giant 100-foot screen above them, and there's just like particle effects going on. Your crowd fucking cheering, and just like you see the cash prize behind
them. The Intergalactic Thumb Wrestling Federation is going to be the next big esport. We will use
trophy.
The alien, as you previously mentioned, the alien thumbs. This will be how we really customize our roster. This will be how we customize what the players are getting. Because if there's one thing that gamers love, it's a big roster where a lot of them don't mean shit. So we'll just give them all sorts of wild and crazy thumbs that people won't use.
Yeah, they're just like super gimmicky. I think that's the whole point of this game, is that everybody's power is so
every
simple.
Fight is a gimmick. Yeah, it comes down
every
to
fight
who
is a
knows
gimmick.
What
yeah.
gimmick.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's
okay,
all about
okay.
the matchup and the thumb wrestling.
Okay, so is there going to be like a story to this? So it's like,
no.
Is it
like there will be a story in the way that like fucking ARMS had a story, and by that I mean we will put up a web page somewhere that says we don't know what we're doing, we'll figure it out later, and then we'll stop service for the game 3 years later without ever updating it.
Oh my god, that's right. They totally did that. I think every super time you unlock cool a mask. Super cool job,
ARMS. What good, if, great what one, Nintendo.
What if you did? Okay, by the way, this is going to be actually, though, it can't be a Nintendo game because there's no VR options.
No, this is a Steam game. Steam, so that we can use the Steam Valve.
This is Valve. This is Valve's next
controller thing. Is Valve not
Steam?
This
is going to be the game that they develop right after Half-Life Alyx. Like, this is what this is what they did all of their prep for. Was for this specific game. Yeah, a lot of people didn't know
Half-Life Alyx was actually just a tech demo for the Intergalactic Thumb Wrestling Federation.
That's so stupid. Okay, so that's a game. Fuck, dude. Let's put a pin in that. Let me give you another game.
Let's put a pin in that one. I feel very confident.
It's very fun. This one comes to us on Twitter from It's All October But The Crying. This one comes to us on Twitter from @DustInYourEyes. Fangs and the Bloodhound. Vampire Cops. AJ, we're doing a detective story. Or a private detective, because I don't feel like working with cops, but I do like private investigators, because there's some leeway there.
We love a PI.
We love a private dick, and he's going to be a vampire. So what is our game here? Is this going to be some sort of adventure game where, oh, wait a second, hold on. What if this is...
a vampire detective, ain't that just Blade?
Kind of. I was also going to say it's kind of vampire-y, but let me pitch you on something here. I want to play a game or do a detective story where all of your information can come from people that are also edible. And stick with me here. The idea is...
So you want vampire. You want vampire, but good.
No. Vampire, because you can... Vampire's different because it's... You can kill somebody as soon as their story... is done, and that
oh you can't like, kill them beforehand.
No, I don't think so, because you have to like get them to a specific,
you know what,
area.
I'll be honest, I wouldn't know. I probably didn't get far enough to find out whether I could eat anybody I wanted, because that game is a slog.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the combat, and it's really not great. I got into a hard lock on that game where it's like I wasn't powerful enough, but a person was like on a time, they were going to die in like 30 seconds unless I saved them, and I was not powerful enough to beat the boss, so it's not, I couldn't do anything. I had to drop that game because it was unplayable. But what I'm saying is I would love to do an investigative game. Like, let's do this... game takes place in Dracula's castle, and you don't leave the castle grounds, but a murder has happened on this castle, and you have to feed. Literally every day that goes by in this game, somebody has to be eaten by you, but you don't know what people have the information you're looking for. So it's a game where it's like you are trying to advance and investigate this mystery. Actually, no, wait a second. You are not a person that lives there. You are a private investigator brought in to solve this mystery murder or whatever.
Van
but
Helsing.
You still need to feed, though. So you have to investigate and also deduce, okay, this person knows no valuable information. That means I can eat this person tonight. I can suck their blood. But you can end up eating the wrong person, and you now lose out on specific pieces of information to solve this murder. So I'm wondering if you have to do multiple runs of this game to figure out who are the people that are edible and who are the people that aren't. And you know what the fucking great thing about this, though, is, AJ? The murderer changes every time. It's like a game of Clue. So it's not, no run is exactly alike. So you need to figure out, it's a fucking, it's a roguelike in a way, where it's like...
Okay, so what you're doing is like, there's logic built into the game that says, yes, if the maid was in these three rooms at 12 o'clock, then we can rule her out of multiple storylines.
Yes. They are either, like, the murder happened in the kitchen. If we find the maid was not in the kitchen during that time, that means that they are neither a witness nor the murderer themselves. So that means I don't fucking need them. Guess what? Now I have dinner. Oh, but I did find out that the mechanic was in the kitchen fixing the stove at these hours of the time. So that means
the numbers are shuffled like Clue every single time.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Making each
And you,
round,
the player, the learning curve of the player is understanding like the in-game logic behind hard rules.
Yes. Yes, and figuring out who are the people, because you need to survive. Like, you're a vampire, so you need to do, you need to, and that's kind of, there's definitely something to be said about you're there to solve a murder, but you yourself are committing murders.
But yeah, who cares? It's different because you do it.
Yeah, it's a video game. Who gives a shit?
You know what it is? You are there to solve a time loop murder. You are not there to solve a murder. Like, there's magic things going on here, and I think your character is aware of that and also needs to live long enough to get out of the time loop.
Oh, but you know what would be really cool, too? What if this is some sort of magic castle where it's like every run, the layout of the castle changes. All of the secret pathways change. All of the fucking, like, how the runes connect change. There are, like, fucking maybe even the people change, and I'm wondering if you can do a thing where it's certain people have certain quirks about them, where it's like, oh, I remember in my other run that this guy does not touch silver. The murder weapon was a silver stake. Okay, now I know that person can't possibly be the murderer because they have that quirk about them. They're
like,
a werewolf,
and that means you can probably eat them. Like, if they're not the murderer,
And that's the advancement here is like let's say this. So one of the big things about like any roguelike or any sort of loop game is that you have this portfolio of information that you keep with you throughout every single run. In Deathloop, it's like you save all of the documents that you find and all of like the
story. I was
going to
say, have you played Outer Wilds?
No, I haven't, but the idea...
Outer Wilds has something similar. In Outer Wilds, your spaceship will have a little dossier computer on the back. And every time your character goes through a loop, they update the dossier of all the planets. So when you die, there is a flow chart of like rules and objectives that are constant that your character has learned. So we can have this be like... Your character will have some sort of notepad that has all of those hard and fast rules so that... As you get to the later parts in the game, you can be like, oh, I've got one piece of evidence. I think that I can safely eat three people off of this one piece of evidence.
Yes, yes. And if you eat the wrong person, guess what? Automatic game over. So it's like,
it's an automatic game over. I think if you eat the wrong person, you still have to watch that time loop go to completion. You just wanged up really bad.
Okay, let me pitch you on something, because I think there's a cool narrative that we can do here. This is a time loop game like you're talking about, but the reason the murderer is different every single time is because there is some secret spirit at work possessing a new person every single time. It's very much The Shining, because they don't touch on it in the movie, but in the book, the reason that Jack is going fucking crazy is because he got possessed by a very, very scary, very powerful ghost that lives in the Overlook Hotel. What if this is a similar situation where it's like, oh, you found out who the murderer is, and you're going to exorcise the demon that's in it, but guess what? That ghost, it has DOS time powers where it'll rewind 12 hours prior. So you have 12 hours to solve every single... Actually, maybe not 12 hours, but like... Actually, no, 12 hours, and we'll just say like at every... You know, every 2 hours, every 3 hours, you need to eat. Or like... So you need to be able to kill...
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, like you have to kill three people during every run. And yeah, I like that because it's like you get hungry every 4 hours or whatever because you eat at like 8 and then you eat again at 12 and then you eat at dinner or whatever time. So it's like if it's a 12-hour run, you
What
need
time
to
is dinner
somewhere.
For you? No, you had really specific times for like breakfast and lunch and then you were like, and then dinner is at, you know, dinner time. What's dinner time? What's your dinner time, Blake Rea?
It's anywhere between 6 o'clock and 1 in the morning.
Excuse me?
I'm a bachelor, you know. I got.
You live with people. What do you mean? I know they cook.
Sometimes it's fend for yourself, bro. Like sometimes it's like, hey, sometimes my dad makes a nice meal and we all eat at like 6 o'clock. And other times,
and sometimes they starve you out, and you gotta go around and you gotta scrap and you gotta fight and you look at Bentley and you think, ooh. You fry up so nicely, friend.
I just get that cartoon vision.
And then you're able to scurry back to your own bedroom, and then you eat a bag of nuts at 1 a.m. and pass out.
No, fuck that. I eat pizza rolls at like 1 in the morning. The most... Because they say don't eat like after like late because...
Because then you'll turn into a gremlin.
Yeah, yeah. If I eat after one after at midnight, I turn
if
into
you
gremlin.
Eat after
Blake.
Midnight, you turn into a gremlin.
I turn into Gremlin Blake, and nobody wants to talk to that guy. But
you turn
okay,
green,
so
you get a mohawk, and then you start killing.
fuck.
And
that
making
guy's
a lot
cool.
of fart jokes.
Maybe not the killing part, but like the mohawk and I turn green. That's pretty cool, I gotta say.
You also become okay. scaly.
Okay, so you and I need to talk about our nugget, and we need to get some expendables from our Patreon Discord.
What are we thinking our nugget is? Because I'm trapped between intergalactic thumb wrestling and the vampire one. Because I think the vampire one is a fun game. I think the intergalactic thumb wrestling, it's time. It's time for a new esport. I think that Valorant came and went. I think that we're ready for the next big thing, and it should be intergalactic thumb wrestling. And you know what I mean? I think that this is needed because you know what? You know why nobody's jumping into VR like they should be? It's because there's not an e-sport for it, baby. Like no one. You hear this at panels and conventions all the time of people are all like, "Oh, VR is going to be the next thing. We're just waiting for that one experience that makes everybody think I need VR." Let's intergalactic thumb wrestling. This is going to be the thing that shapes the next generation.
The next generation.
They need an e-sport, and we can offer that to them.
I feel like that's the next. I feel like that's the name of the game, by the way. Thumb Wrestling Federation, the next generation.
Please, intergalactic thumb wrestling.
Intergalactic Thumb Wrestling Federation, the next generation.
Yes, that rules.
Just stupidly long names. We haven't done one of those in a while. I think it's about time. It is about time. All right. I like this one. So we kind of came up with our mechanics. We know that this is going to be a Valve Index game. It needs to be marketed as an esport. So let's talk. Let's get philosophical for a second here. What makes an esport game an esport game?
Influencers.
Twitch
We're
going to
get Pokimane and Critical in this.
Fuck yeah, Pokimane's going to become the face of this game. Her and her wrestling ass thumbs.
Please, shut up. Pokimane will be the thumb of this game. I cannot let you fuck up the branding. I don't want Pokimane's face in this game. I'm hesitant to allow Pokimane's face cam on streams for this game. But Pokimane's thumb, Pokimane's hands, that's there. That's deeply animated.
I love the fucking idea of this game, Thumb Wrestling Federation, the next generation, featuring Pokimane, featuring Critical, and you just never see any of the featured faces. It's just their fucking stupid hands.
It's just hands. Yeah, we're getting everybody involved. We're getting...
I gotta find more
polls for Twitch streamers.
While you're thinking of Twitch streamers, I got a funny little story because this. You know what this reminds me of? AJ what? And I went to film school, and we had this guy. So there's this guy. I'm not gonna name names. He got one of the bigger, more well-known actors of our school, and said, "Hey, you're gonna act in my film, but I'm only gonna shoot you from the waist down." And the actor showed up on set and said, "I'm not doing that," and he left. This is gonna have that same energy of like. Hey, Pokimane, we want you to be in our sweet thumb wrestling game, but we're only going to see your grubby hands. It just has that same, like, why am I here, man? Like, that doesn't, you could just do anybody.
Don't worry, though. We're also going to have VTuber hands. That little shark girl, we're getting her hands in there. Her tiny fucking digits.
Yeah. that sounds great. You know what would be fun, too? Okay, another thing that's esport. You need to be able to pick your own announcer voice. So you can, like, imagine, hey, D.Va showed up. Gremlin D.Va from Overwatch? Actually, no, Overwatch. Blizzard's kind of shitty right now.
We're
so
done
wanna,
with Blizzard. Give me another character.
We're done. Travis Touchdown is your esports announcer.
Okay, yeah, that's a big request.
Wait, hold on. You're telling me Travis... What?
Travis Touchdown,
I feel like Travis would play this game.
Suda51 said he's done with Travis Touchdown. We can't.
So who gives
done.
A fuck?
His journey goes on.
He doesn't have his
on.
Own game. Okay, Dante from Devil May Cry. I don't give
there
a shit.
There we go.
Like,
there's somebody. Can we get Kratos from Fortnite in this game?
Oh, Kratos. I like you have to specify like he isn't from his own IP. No, he's from Fortnite. Hey, can we get Lara Croft Tomb Raider from Fortnite, please?
Can we get Chun-Li from Fortnite? I
It's so stupid. It's so stupid.
There's okay, a okay. special.
Yeah. So we have special announcers. What else makes an esport an esport game? There needs to be jerseys, maybe. So like everybody
of course,
has to wear
jerseys.
Like,
teams.
Oh, dude!
Teams.
Yes, we need. They
teams.
Have their own. They have their own. Instead of jerseys, they their team has their own masks that they wear. So that's why the mask editor is important.
We should have teams in here, but I'm imagining teams will be a little bit more akin to how a battle anime does teams, wherein we only do 1v1 matches. But like, it's the idea of like, oh, this is the East Coast team and this is the West Coast team, and they have 5 players each, and we're gonna randomly select who's fighting who out of it.
Hey, question, is there, in all seriousness, is there any esport that does that? Does, like,
what,
Smash
teams
do that?
Or 1v1s? No, Smash, Smash is all independent fighters.
Well, that's what I was trying to figure out. Is there, like, a team-based game that fights as individuals or, like, does 1v1s? Does that
no.
exist at all?
No,
really?
Tragically, that only
what?
Exists
we're
in battle anime.
We're breaking new fucking ground with our thumb game. We're breaking thumb ground here, AJ.
And you
we're
know what else I think is important that we do? We need to make sure that teams are built geographically, because that's the other thing that esports is really missing. Mm. Like, in normal sports, there's a geography to who you root for. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I don't
yeah.
get to choose to be an OSU Beavers fan. I am yeah. one because half of my friends from high school went there for college because we were born in Oregon.
Yeah, you have to, like, and that's the reason I vote. In the few times that I go to baseball games, I always root for the Dodgers because they're from Los
yeah,
Angeles.
You don't get a choice. Yeah. You have to root for the Dodgers. We can get capture that energy with esports.
Uh-huh. So you're telling, what that implies
there
is
will
that
be
there's
the
regional
LA
shit.
Thumb Fighters, which you
the
can
LA
create a name
thumb
for
fight.
Now.
Oh my God. The LA Zappers. There we go. They're
the
all
LA Zappers
fate.
Isn't bad.
Yeah, I like Zap. I like anything that ends in the ERS, you know, like Lakers, like LA Lakers, and it's LA Zappers. I think that, I don't know. There's some fun with that. What would be your San Francisco? What's the name of your thumb team, AJ?
I'm new out here, so I don't know if I'm ready to speak. Just kidding. It's the Tech Bros.
The Tech Bros. Ooh, and they're all like computer based. They all have like wires going into their backs and shit, or like. Mm-hmm. Their joint,
into the back
thumbs.
Of their thumb, into their thumbnail.
Yeah, the back into their thumbnail.
Anyway, yeah, we're gonna get geography based teams of five
okay,
in the
sweet.
Pro play. It's gonna feel like watching a battle anime every time there's a competitive scene. It's
see,
gonna be great.
I love. See, okay, hold on. You're onto something here, though. So you're mentioning a team of five, and you know what we call them? We call them a hand. Like,
they
hey,
call
who's,
yes,
who's your, yeah, who's your hand?
Hand.
Like, who's your thumb? Who's your index? Who's your pinky? Who's your ring finger? So it's like, and that like typifies what kind of player you are. Oh,
yes,
they're
I
the
was
index.
Say, like,
they're
that's
the leader.
Not like a position. Yeah. That is just like the style. Like a player that does a lot of striking in their fights, like,
oh,
just to like
God.
Dodge and things. Like that's an index. We know that's an index.
Who's the person that does a lot of sly kind of like focusing on specials, but does a lot of like evading? That's your pinky, because the pinky's like
that's
it's
pinky,
small
yeah.
it's there, it's unpredictable. Oh my God, there's way too much thought in this.
Yes, it will be some next level, like characters, players that rely a little bit too much on specials that like the player abilities, we're gonna call those like ring finger players. So I guess just ring players, and kind of the gimmick is that they play a lot more with just the little handles and the buttons and the symbols.
Okay, I want to talk about collectibles real quick, but this is, I think this game requires a unique way of looking at this.
Loot these boxes. It's a game as a service.
Let me pitch you on something, because we're talking about making this an esport. So what I suggest to you is that the collectibles we pick from our for those that don't know, we have a Patreon where you can submit game modifiers that we talk about at the end of the episode, and that modifier changes every 2 weeks. Right now, the theme is collectibles, like in-game collectibles. What I pitch you on is whatever collectibles we choose, that's the reward you win at esports competitions. And I have one.
Okay.
The first one I'm gonna say is this goes from Gazer. The coolest sunglasses you will ever wear. AJ, picture this: that somebody goes to South Korea and wins the big fucking Thumb War Championship, and instead the prizes you get gold sunglasses, like aviators made out of gold, that you put on your thumb above their mask. It's like These glasses are like thousands of dollars worth of gold, and you just put it on your thumb. And then everybody's posing in the fucking photo at the end of the match with their thumbs up, pointing towards the camera, and they're all their masks are wearing like dumb glasses. And all the glass. That's the other thing. If you win like second place, guess what? You get silver glasses. Guess if you get third place, yes, you get bronze glasses. And then there's like other, and then there's fucking regional shit of like, oh my God. So maybe that's like the base level shit of like you're fighting city versus city, you get those glasses. But guess what? As you go to like the nationals and the big tournament shit, you can start getting like glasses that I'm wondering if like, do the glasses grow? So it's like you start off ones for your thumbs and then you get ones that you can wear. And those are like encrusted with jewels. And like
But in game, but they're not usable at all. Local play before the commissions get involved, like those are just little digital sunglasses.
Yeah.
But once we get a stadium involved, once there's an event, now we're dealing with real people sunglasses.
Now you're dealing with weird. But you know, the thing I wanna say is that these glasses are not usable in any way, shape, or form because there's no lenses in them. It's just solid gold. So it's like you put them on and you're fucking blind as you wear them.
They're fucking golden shutter shades.
They're golden shutter shades. That's so fucking tough. That's so stupid.
That's a game. Okay.
That's a game. That and is may a I propose, fucking game.
That's a movement.
That's amazing. Okay, so what is the name of the game again? So it's
Intergalactic Thumb Wrestling Federation.
The next the generation.
The dots thing. The next generation.
The dots thing. You know what? I'd call you out, but I don't even know what the fuck that is named.
Yeah,
either.
What's it called when it's two dots on top of each other? You tell me right now.
It's not an apostrophe, is it? No.
It's not an apostrophe.
It's not semicolon.
Semicolon is the one that has the comma
dot
on
and
the
then
bottom.
Has the comma on the bottom.
Is it just a colon then?
Hold on. What is...
It's a colon.
I just...
We got there. We're
it's
fine.
A colon?
Close the episode. I can't believe we did this to ourselves. We were so close. We were so fucking close to getting to the end of the episode. Damn
that
it.
Would be stupid as shit. All right, let's go to patch notes, buddy boy.
Let's go.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to patch notes. We just had a quick little favor we wanted to ask you. AJ and I... we're not growing. We're not hanging out with new people. It's just him and me alone in this room, in this digital room, and we want to get a third person
in on
this.
I'm ready to spice it up. I want to get a third person in on this. I'm sick of just doing it with Blake. I need another person, please.
I'm going to go. It's a little bit sterile, and we just wanted to ask you, is there anybody you would like us to guest on this show? We're hunting down. We want some funny people. We want some funny gamer people out there. And we wanted to open up to you guys to see
You know
who
what?
You
I'm
had
desperate
mine.
Enough. They don't even need to be funny. If you want them here, we'll get them here somehow. They don't need to be funny. I'm desperate
yeah,
for
could,
new
they
blood.
They could come in and ruin an episode of the podcast. Yeah, totally fine with that.
Well, find out who you want to come in and just stink up this show for us, and we'll try to get them on. As always, our intro and outro is Cheap Shot by Anna Monoguchi, an excellent song from an excellent band for an excellent game. I have been one of your hosts, AJ Hart.
And I have been your other host, Blake Raya.
This has been Spiritual Successor, and these are cool games
that should not be made.